Although Australia has differences with China over Tibet and human rights, the two countries have come together and agreed to do more about climate change. Beijing and Canberra will cooperate on research into clean coal technology, as well as a new post-Kyoto agreement. Climate Change Minister Penny Wong is in China. She's been speaking here with AM Sabralane.
We've said since we came to government that we would play an active and constructive role in the international negotiations. In that context, there are a number of nations that we know we have to work closely with, and China is one of them. So that is what this visit is about. That is why we are working to build a closer relationship, closer cooperation with China. Certainly one of the issues that we have agreed between the two governments would be explored more closely is clean coal technology and collaboration on carbon sequestration. One of the things China and Australia share is a desire to commercialise that technology. Australia has obviously significant coal exports. We also utilise a lot of coal for our own energy needs, just as China does. So we do have a common interest in finding a lower carbon solution to coal.
The CSIRO is working with the Chinese on cleaner coal technologies. The Prime Minister's visiting a pilot plant there this morning. How confident are you that this can work and cut emissions to avoid some of the dire predictions made by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change?
Well, what we need to do is to do all that we can to find a technological solution when it comes to coal that will meet the demand of the community and also of the globe to reduce carbon emissions. So I'm visiting the plant today with the Prime Minister. It's obviously a very interesting technology that's being looked at here, that's been piloted here, and there are a number of other technological exploration of this issue in Australia and elsewhere. What we do know is that the world needs a solution when it comes to coal. The world needs a technology which is capable of making sure coal reduces its carbon emissions, and cooperation with China is very important in that.
Australia's committed $20 million to this. It seems like a drop in the ocean.
Well, I think we all know that we need to invest a lot of time and effort into this, into researching this. This is one aspect of our relationship with China, cooperation in relation to this issue. But I think many nations of the world and also the private sector know that we have to find a clean coal solution. We have to find a carbon capture and storage mechanism that enables us to reduce carbon emissions from the coal industry and continue to supply the energy needs of many, many people in the world.
You've entered into this new climate change partnership with China with annual talks. You'll work together on a post-Kyoto deal to come in, which will come into effect after 2012. Can we really expect to make a difference given that the Chinese leadership seems to have neatly sidestepped Kevin Rudd's comments on human rights?
Look, when I came back from Bali, I said to many journalists like yourself that we're going to work actively and constructively in these international negotiations, but we also know how hard it is. There's a very significant gap between what the nations of the world are prepared to agree currently and what we will need to agree if we are going to have an effective global agreement to tackle climate change. But one thing we do know is that Australia should do all it can to play a bridging role. We should do all we can to find common ground between the world's nations to effect a long-term solution on climate change. China is crucial to this effort, as are other major economies. So one of the things that Australia can contribute to these international negotiations is a closer relationship with China and, more importantly, a deeper understanding of China's views and China's positions on these issues.
Climate Change Minister Penny Wong speaking there with our reporter Sabra Lane.